Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. Today, I'm visiting with Deb Olde from the North Central Regional Planning Commission to talk about an important regional survey and what it means for the future of North Central Kansas. For those who may not be familiar, Deb talks about what the North Central Regional Planning Commission is.
The North Central Regional Planning Commission, often abbreviated as NCRPC, is the regional development organization that serves 12 counties in North Central Kansas. We are the designated economic development district by the Economic Development Administration for those 12 counties. And in addition to that work in the area of community and economic development, we also do work in the areas of business finance, housing improvement, and then also manage a couple of programs that are actually state-level programs, weatherization and homeland security, that we manage then on a smaller regional scale for the state that organizes those programs as well.
They're asking residents who live or work in the 12 counties that they cover to take part in a survey.
Yes, we're in the process of updating our economic development strategy for the region for the next 5 years, and that is part of our responsibility under that Economic Development Administration designation. We really look at this as our opportunity to hear from the entire region and citizens who have varied interest in different aspects of the region's economy and also quality of life, and we really want this to be their chance to inform the types of programs and projects that we take on over the next 5 years. And also, it's such a great opportunity for us to, again, hear from the entire region and from citizens that sometimes we don't connect with directly. We often speak with units of local government or nonprofits, but this is one of those times when we are hoping to get a broad swath of individuals that are willing to participate.
Deb explains what the Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy is and how it guides decisions over the next 5 years.
So the development strategy, we often refer to it as our SEDS because the other name is too long. It's our work plan as the regional development organization. So our board will sign off on that plan before it's submitted to EDA, and that will really be our driving force over the next 5 years for the types of activities that we undertake in the region. And our board will use that as a way also to, you know, hold us and keep us accountable for the things that were identified as important and that we've agreed to take on and to try to make progress on over the next 5 years.
She also explains how the feedback from residents will be used once the survey closes.
So the survey feedback is one piece of our information gathering. A couple of other pieces are in-person meetings and Zoom meetings that we are holding across the region to gather feedback that way. Another thing, of course, is data analysis as well. We'll be looking at what the hard data is telling us about areas of need, areas of concern, but also areas of opportunity in the region. So we really take the opportunity then as staff and as our board to mesh those three together and from there inform the work plan and look at the types of things that will be highest priority for us in the next 5 years.
Deb mentions who can take the survey: business owners, employees, students, and retirees, and how long it would take.
The answer is yes to all of those that you just listed. Really is that if you're a citizen of the area of those 12 counties, we really want you to participate. And the survey is very short. I would say less than 10 minutes and actually probably closer to 5 minutes. There's not a lot of, long answer type questions. Most of it is multiple choice and that makes it easy to participate.
She talks about where people can find the survey and when the deadline is.
We are trying to have all of our surveys wrapped up by the 12th of March, and you can find that survey link on our website, which is ncrpc.org, or if you follow us at North Central Regional Planning Commission on social media channels, you'll also find links there. And we've been trying to periodically add that back into our feed, and then we can even, as far as that goes, we can even pin that post at the top, which would make it easier for people to find.
A big thank you to Deb Oldie for sharing this information and for the work she and her team are doing across the region. If you live or work in Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Ellsworth, Jewell, Lincoln, Marshall, Mitchell, Ottawa, Republic, Saline, or Washington County, be sure to take a few minutes to complete that regional survey and help shape the future of North Central Kansas. If you would like to listen to this conversation again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.